I once heard a story about a company that allows you to rent a grandma. I was intrigued and turned up the volume to learn more. I learned that you can rent a grandma of your own ethnicity who can teach you about your roots. She will teach you your traditions and will teach you how to cook your ethnic foods. As I smiled to myself and thought about the silliness of the idea of renting a grandma to try to fill a space that can only be truly filled by someone who has known you from birth, who knows your good and your bad and yet loves you anyway, my mind drifted off to what I might wish to pay someone to accomplish for me. Cleaning my home. Birthdays. Decorating my home. Planning a vacation. The more I dreamed about not having to do any of those things anymore, however, the more it occurred to me that perhaps hiring someone to plan a birthday party or to do all the planning for a vacation so that I do not have to think about it at all is really not all that different from paying someone to be a grandma. Both are about avoiding a process that might be a bit messy and difficult, as well as trying to achieve a result that will be more perfect than what I am able to accomplish on my own. Yet if I search my own memories of childhood, or if I ask my own kids what they love and remember most, it is that very same messy process and not-so-perfect ending that bring the most smiles and laughter. Perhaps if I truly want a beautiful party or an inviting home, the only way to really get that is for my family to journey through the process together. Later, as I watch my girls with their finger paints, I can't help but wonder if these ideas in my head about process and journey are perhaps true for more than just the activities in my life. Perhaps they are true for life itself. When faced with the ugliness that can be found in this life, in this world, I often echo John's words, "Even so, Lord Jesus, quickly come." I wonder why there has been so much delay between our salvation and our redemption. I sat at the piano and played through a bit of Bach. As I played, the music reminded me that time is good, that delay can bring out beauty, that tension makes the release infinitely more beautiful than could be had otherwise. Jeremy Begbie says in Resounding Truth, quote, "Music challenges the belief that the longer something takes, the worse it will be. Music, in a very concentrated way, tells us that something can take time and be good. Music takes time to be what it is, and as such can be glorious. It can remind us that it is not a failing of the created world that it reaches its fulfillment only through time. This is part of the way God made things. The created world takes time to be what it is." End quote. I need this reminder. I want to look for the purpose in this time we have here, especially in these hard days. I want to see the beauty in the way God created our world to need time in order to become as He intends. I want to enjoy God's glorious ending, or beginning, when God will make His dwelling among us, when there will be no more tears, when we will forever enjoy the beauty of the new heaven and new earth. I've got a video on my blog if you click over and want to watch it. And just listen and revel in the way the music takes us through the delay, the messiness, and the tension of time on into a glorious ending.